Welcome back to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad that you joined us on your local radio station. Telling you a little bit about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, they invite you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. And you start by going to visitvalentine.org. And that's going to point you in the direction of maybe some campsites that you might want to go on, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies Area, or the National Niobrara Scenic River. Number one. And the adventures in the Midwest for canoeing rivers. Check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
Here's a funny story. Westlake, Ohio police were relieved when a welfare check on an elderly woman found her safe and playing video games.
Oh, just got sidetracked?
Yeah, officer said concerns were raised after a 91-year-old resident enrolled in the city's voluntary Confirm OK program did not answer her check-in phone call. Police were dispatched for a wellness check after speaking to the woman's daughter, who is also unable to reach her. They became more alarmed when there was no answer at the door, despite the woman's car being in the garage. Once inside the home, police found the woman safe and playing video games in her bedroom. She explained she missed the calls because she was focused on beating her top score in a bubble pop game.
Oh, yeah.
Westlake Police Captain Jerry Vogel said, turned out to be all okay. Everyone had a good laugh. Zach Dean, thanks so much for handing that off to me.
Here's a shout out to everyone who still remembers their childhood landline number, but can't recall the password they made yesterday. You're my people, okay?
No kidding. My peeps as well. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, and there's a reason. It is packed with solid information that is dependable, reliable, and very current. Make sure you check them out. Local, national, international industry news. Go to tsln.com to find the latest stories, sale reports, updates, and that's also where you go to subscribe.
All right. So what are you going to share for the good stuff today, Kimberly?
This is for my senior friends. Senior citizens are constantly being criticized for every conceivable deficiency of the modern world, real or imaginary. We know we take responsibility for all we have done and do not try to blame others. However, upon reflection, we would like to point out that it was not senior citizens who took the melody out of music, the pride out of appearance, the courtesy out of driving, the romance out of love, the commitment out of marriage, the responsibility out of parenthood, the togetherness out of the family, the learning out of education, the service out of patriotism, the golden rule from rulers, the nativity scene out of cities, the civility out of behavior, the refinement out of language, the dedication out of employment, the prudence out of spending, the ambition out of achievement, or God out of government and school. And we certainly are not the ones who eliminated patience and tolerance from personal relationships and interactions with others. And we do understand the meaning of patriotism and remember those who fought and died for our country. Just look at the seniors with tears in their eyes and pride in their hearts as they stand at attention with their hand over their hearts as the American flag passes by in a parade. Yes, I am a senior citizen. I am the life of the party, even if it lasts till 8 o'clock. I'm very good at opening childproof caps with a hammer. I'm awake many hours before my body allows me to get up. I'm smiling all the time because I can't hear a thing you're saying. I'm sure everything I can't find is in a safe, secure place somewhere. I'm wrinkled, saggy, lumpy, and that's just my left leg. I'm beginning to realize that aging is not for wimps. Yes, I'm a senior citizen, and I think I'm having the time of my life. Spread the laughter. Share the cheer. Let's be happy while we're here.
And if you have something to share with the good stuff and our listening audience out there, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.